Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting. They can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2063, Family Budget Meetings. Yes, you need to have them. By Michelle Schroeder Gardner of MakingSenseOfSense.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. We're going to jump right into our next post as we optimize your life. Family Budget Meetings. Yes, you need to have them. By Michelle Schroeder Gardner of MakingSenseOfSense.com. Talking about money and conducting regular budget meetings is an important task for every family and serious relationship to take part in. However, many people are clueless when it comes to their family's financial situation. According to a survey taken by Fidelity, 43% of respondents don't know how much their partner earns, and 36% are unaware of the amount they have invested. Then there are the financial horror stories when one spouse has hundreds of thousands of dollars of debt and the other spouse doesn't even realize it. Or one spouse thinks the family is financially sound, when reality, the truth is the exact opposite. There have been many times when someone has told me that they had no idea what their monthly mortgage or rent payment is. They don't know how much they're putting towards retirement. They're unaware of the debt they have, and so on. Even more shocking, some can't even give me an estimate and have no clue whatsoever about what the amount would be. Or when they do give me a number, their significant other chimes in about how wrong they are. Sadly, this is surprisingly common. Just because it's common doesn't mean it's a good thing. It's not good at all. Here are my top tips for successful money talks and family budget meetings. Money talks and budget meetings can be helpful in many ways. A family who has regular money talks and budget meetings is more likely to be financially successful and happy than a family that doesn't. There are many ways conducting regular money and budget meetings and being aware of your financial situation can help you. Number one, you can work together and succeed. Together, you can tackle your financial situation and you're much more likely to have a positive outcome when you're both putting effort towards your goals. Number two, a lack of money communication can lead to financial infidelity. According to an article in Forbes, 20% of those in the US keep financial secrets, and 7% of people between the ages of 18 to 49 have a secret bank account or a secret credit card they keep from their partner. Number three, knowing your financial situation will help you keep a budget. By knowing your financial situation, you can create and keep a budget that works for you. You'll know more about the amount of money you're spending, whether you're living paycheck to paycheck, and more. Number four, being aware may prevent everything from falling on one person. Everyone should be aware of their financial situation. It's not fair for one person to manage it all, and you would be in for a rude awakening if something were to happen to that person. Number five, being involved can help you with your family's goals. It would be quite difficult for a person to work towards their family's financial goals if they weren't aware of the financial situation they were in. Being involved can help keep you motivated and know what's going on. And number six, regular money talks can lead to less fighting. When you're open about money in your relationship, you're less likely to have financial surprises and money fights. Both of you will be aware of what's going on when regular money talks and budget meetings are conducted. Many different things related to money can be discussed. In your budget meetings, you can discuss your financial goals, money values, how the family is doing financially, what changes need to be made, what the family budget is, when, where, and how much is needed for retirement, any financial problems, and so on. There's no right or wrong answer as what should be discussed in a money meeting. The key to a successful meeting is that both of you are up to date on what's going on so you can work together towards your family's financial goals. You may have different opinions. Everyone has a different opinion about everything. So there's a chance that you and your spouse have different feelings about certain money topics and situations. However, that does not mean it's the end of the world. You should be open to what your spouse has to say and work together towards finding a solution. Plus, if you have widely different money views, this is a big reason why you should have regular money talks. Without talking about money, there's a chance that you don't even know or realize what your spouse thinks about a certain money situation. Money and budget meetings should be held regularly. Regularly communicating about money is an important step for every relationship. Being open about your financial situation can help prevent any surprises. It will ensure that both people in the relationship are aware of what's going on, and so on. You and your partner should sit down once a week, once a month, or whatever time frame works best for the two of you. You'll want to try out different lengths of time to see what does and doesn't work. Personally, I don't recommend going months at a time without talking about money. Too much can pop up in that length of time. Plus, money talks and budget meetings don't have to be excruciatingly long. They can be as short as 10 minutes. So there's no reason to not have them regularly. You just listened to the post titled, Family Budget Meetings. Yes, you need to have them. By Michelle Schroeder Gardner of MakingSenseOfSense.com. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. For a lot of people, it can be stressful and confusing to manage their finances. Even I used to feel this way when using different finance apps. But then I tried Monarch Money and everything got so much easier. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. This is a relevant article for me because I'm fairly new at managing finances with my Midwestern gentleman. We're almost a year into living together, and it's been a big but also fun adjustment for me. I'm learning that with more variables to consider in my circumstances, the more likely I'm going to be wrong about my assumptions when it comes to budgeting. In the past, it was just me, my dog, my house, and one stable income. Now we have three pets. We just found two kittens last December, plus my dog Buddy, a child we have half the time, a house, one stable income, and and another income that varies greatly. With more variables at play, I'm finding that more unanticipated expenses come up, and there are simply more factors that need to be considered with planning. So there's more room for error when budgeting. We spent way over budget when we first started living together. And that's because my original budget simply wasn't realistic. I didn't have enough data to build from. Now I'm at a place of wondering if we even need a real budget the way I've done in the past. While I agree with tracking spending, I'm not sure I need to get as granular with budgeting as I did when I was digging out of debt. We spend way below our means, so we're experimenting with just looking at our total spending from our first year living together and using that as a baseline of our yearly expenses. When we get a better handle on our expenses, we'll be in a much better position to come up with savings and investing goals together because we'll be more knowledgeable about the gap between our income and expenses. So if you find yourself in a similar position, I'm going to encourage both of us to be patient with ourselves. As long as we continue to pay attention, we'll eventually be able to monitor our finances in a way that doesn't drive us crazy. And that's a wrap for another Thursday show. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll be back tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.